And now, I'd like to invite to the stage President of Black Brand, co-founder of the Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, and incredible woman, Blair Durham.
Passion. I started my business with no cash in. All I had was what I had, so I put my last in. I believed in that same American dream, that if I started my company, the whole world would buy in. My drive may have at first been selfish. I wanted to experience what felt like the freedom only enjoyed by white men and all of their children, to know the world in ways that know no restraint, like walking into a bank and somehow leaving with more capital than I had when I arrived, so I could translate this little thing I do on the side into my full-time ride. Who does that? The nerve of them to ask me for my social plus collateral and an explanation of what I'd do with the money and when I'd return it, as if I'm not owed it. I start again, because there's no quit in me. Even if I can't do it this way, at this time, with this particular product line or subscription model, if this CRM won't send my emails the way I want them delivered, I'm still here for it. If it takes all day and all night and all day again, I still believe in it. If I'm walking along a lonely road where friends and family complain and groan about my obsession, as if they had any idea how I learned these lessons or what the reward might be on the other side of this work or any of that, I am an entrepreneur. It's Black audacity that gets me out of bed every morning. When everything else would keep me tucked in, I show up with my business plan, my no longer dusty financials now in hand. I've got an entire team of consultants and advocates that I've entrusted with my dream. And in return, they walk with me, filling in those gaps in my understanding of how things work. I'm not overtaken by my ignorance. I'm not ashamed of my prior ignorance. I own my story and all of its versions and conversions. We are having success. We're not going back to co-mingling funds. We understand how business and personal are separate but equal. We are committed to every receipt, getting logged in QuickBooks or in Wave or in countless folders on our desktop. It's whatever it takes. We are surviving. We are thriving. We are B-Force grads. This is National Black Business Month. We are not imposters. We have the right to be here for all moments in time. It is safe. We run our businesses with grace. We smile. We leverage interns until we can afford to hire, so we can be open when we're open. This poem is both unfinished and untitled, so look for part two.